So, dear God, help us to remember that Jesus' journey to the cross was to save a world in need. When you call us to take up our cross, you invite us into that mission. Give us ready hands and hearts filled with compassion, that we are always ready to serve those in need. In Jesus' name, amen. So this is a story about love. For God so loved the world that he sent his Son, that whoever believes in him will have eternal life. So this is about Holy Week, and Palm Sunday is where we're starting, and we'll go through the whole week. So Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. He sent two of his disciples to go ahead into the village to find a donkey, which would be tied up to a fence. Jesus said, "Untie the donkey and bring it to me. If anyone asks what you are doing, say, 'The Lord needs it.'" They brought the donkey to Jesus, and as they got nearer to Jerusalem, when Jesus saw Jerusalem in the distance, he wept, saying, "If you only knew today what is needed for peace, but you cannot see it. The day will come when your enemies will surround you and completely destroy you and your people. This will happen because you did not believe God had come to save you." So that was on Palm Sunday. As they entered Jerusalem, the people were waving palm branches while they all praised God. So on the Monday, Jesus went to the temple. And when he arrived in the temple, the merchants were selling goods and overcharging people. It is written in the scriptures that Jesus said, "My temple will be called a house of prayer, but you have turned it into a hideout for thieves." Every day Jesus taught in the temple, but the chief priests and leaders wanted to kill him. But the people all listened to Jesus' teachings, not wanting to miss a single word. So that was in the Monday. And on Tuesday, Jesus taught in the temple again for the last time, saying, "Be on alert and pray always." And also on the Tuesday, we think Judas agreed to betray Jesus with the chief priests and the temple guards for 30 silver coins. On the Wednesday, a woman pours perfume on Jesus to prepare his body for burial. Jesus said, "She has done a beautiful thing for me." So that was on the Wednesday, and which takes us to Maundy Thursday, which is where we're going to begin our readings. So on the Thursday, the upper room was prepared for Jesus and his disciples to have their last supper together. Jesus got up from the table, took off his outer garment and tied a towel round his waist. He poured some water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with a towel, which was round his waist. Simon Peter said, "Are you going to wash my feet, Lord?" Jesus said, "You do not understand now what I am doing, but you will understand later." Peter said, "Never at any time will you wash my feet." Jesus answered, "If I do not wash your feet, you will no longer be my disciple." Simon Peter answered, "Lord, do not wash only my feet, wash my hands and head too." Jesus said, "All of you are clean, all except one." Jesus already knew who was going to betray him. That is why he said, "All of you except one are clean." After Jesus had washed their feet, he put his outer garment back on and returned to his place at the table. "Do you understand what I have just done to you?" he asked. "You call me teacher and Lord, and it is right that you do so, because that is what I am. I, your Lord and teacher, have just washed your feet. You then should wash one another's feet. I have set an example for you so that you will do just what I have done for you. I am telling you the truth. No slave is greater than his master. Now that you know the truth, how happy you will be if you put it into practice. The scripture must come true that says, 'The man who shared my food turned against me.' I tell you this now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe that I am who I am. I am telling you the truth. Whoever receives anyone I send receives me also. And whoever receives me receives him who sent me." So the message. In Jesus' time, the people wore sandals and walked everywhere. Their feet got very dirty from the dusty roads. So when they visited people's houses, the servants would always wash the visitors' feet. Jesus washed the disciples' feet to show them he wasn't like other kings who would be treated in a special way. He was here to be like a servant, to help and love people. So this song is called The Servant Song.
Speak the peace you
The Lord's Supper. When the hour came, Jesus took his place at the table with the apostles. He said to them, I have wanted so much to eat this Passover meal with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will never eat it until it is given its full meaning in the kingdom of God. Then Jesus took a cup, gave thanks to God and said, Take this and share it among yourselves. I tell you that from now on I will not drink this wine until the kingdom of God comes. Then he took a piece of bread, gave thanks to God, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in memory of me. In the same way, he gave them the cup after the supper, saying, This cup is God's new covenant, sealed with my blood, which is poured out for you. But look, the one who betrays me is here at the table with me. The Son of Man will die as God has decided. But how terrible for that man who betrays him. Then they began to ask among themselves which one of them it could be who was going to do this. After Judas left, Jesus said, My children, I will not be with you very much longer, and now I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. Then everyone will know that you are my disciples. Jesus said, Do not be worried and upset. Believe in God and believe also in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house, and I am going to prepare a place for you. I would not say this if it were not true. After I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to myself. Jesus tells the disciples that he's going to die and he will come to life again and live in heaven with God, his Father. He tells us to remember him and how he has died for all of us so that the selfish and bad things we do will be forgiven when we say sorry. And this is a wee video called Remember Me.
Let's share this special meal, my friends, for this will be our last time together. For you, you can be free. loves all of you. Eat this bread and think of me. I give myself for you, you can be free. I have done my Father's will, and now you must go and do the same. Always remember me.
The Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus and his disciples came to the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus said, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John with him and said, "The sorrow in my heart almost crushes me. Stay here and keep watch." He went a little farther on, threw himself on the ground and prayed that, if possible, he might not need to go through this time of suffering. He prayed, "Father, my Father, all things are possible with you. Take this cup of suffering away from me, yet not what I want, but what you want." Jesus came back to find the three disciples asleep. He said to Peter, "Couldn't you stay awake for just 1 hour? Keep watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." An angel came to strengthen him as he was sweating drops of blood. After praying again, Jesus came back to find them asleep again. They could not keep their eyes open and didn't know what to say to him. Jesus said, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is now being handed over to sinful men. Get up and let us go. Look, here is the man who is betraying me." A crowd arrived, led by Judas, one of the 12 disciples. He came up to Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said, "Judas, it is with a kiss that you betray the Son of Man." When the disciples who were with Jesus saw what was going to happen, they asked, "Shall we use our swords, Lord?" And one of them struck the high priest's sleeve and cut off his right ear. Jesus said, "Enough of this." He touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come to get him, "Did you have to come with swords and clubs, as though I were a criminal? I was with you in the temple every day, and you did not try to arrest me. This is your hour to act when the power of darkness rules." Prayer is our connection with God. Prayer is for all of us and should be as natural as breathing. When we are worried or afraid, the first thing we should do is pray. Most people will pray as a last resort, but Jesus says praying should be the first thing we do. Trust and believe that God listens and will answer your prayers. And this song is The Lord's Prayer by Andrea Bocelli.
Thank you. brave our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
So before they went to the garden, Jesus said to his disciples, "This very night, all of you will run away and leave me. For the scriptures say, God will kill the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised to life, I will go to Galilee ahead of you." Peter said to Jesus, "I will never leave you, even although all the rest do." Jesus said to Peter, "I tell you that before the cockerel crows tonight, you will say three times that you do not know me." Peter answered, "I will never say that. Even if I have to die with you." All the other disciples said the same thing. Jesus is arrested. He is taken to the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance, and all the other disciples ran away. A fire had been lit in the centre of the courtyard, and Peter joined those who were sitting around it. One of the servant girls saw Peter sitting at the fire. She looked straight at him and said, "This man was with Jesus." Peter denied it. "Woman, I don't even know him." After a while, a man noticed Peter and said, "You are one of them too." Peter answered, "Man, I am not." About an hour later, another man insisted strongly, "There isn't any doubt that this man was with Jesus because he also is a Galilean." Peter answered, "I don't know what you are talking about." At once, while he was still speaking, a cockerel crowed. Jesus turned around and looked straight at Peter, and Peter remembered what the Lord had said to him. "Before the cockerel crows tonight, you will say three times that you do not know me." Peter went out and he broke down and cried. Jesus already knew that Peter would pretend that he didn't know him, but forgives his friend, as Jesus knows that we all make mistakes and do wrong things at times. When we are sorry and apologize, when we make mistakes, then Jesus forgives us. Therefore, forgive when others hurt or offend you, and don't hold a grudge. Jesus was teaching us here to forgive and forget. Colossians 3:13. "You must forgive one another just as the Lord has forgiven you. And this next song is called Mercy Says No, and it's a song about forgiveness.
I was just a child when I felt the Savior leading. I was drawn to what I could not understand. And for the cause of Christ, I have spent my days believing that what He'd have me be is who I am. As I come to see the weaker side of me, I realize this grace is what I'll need. When sin demanded justice for my soul, mercy said no. I'm not gonna let you go. I'm not gonna let you slip away. You don't have to be afraid. Mercy said no. Sin will never take control. Life and death stood face to face. Darkness tried to steal my heart away. Thank you, Jesus. Mercy said no. mercy said no.
The crucifixion. The crucifixion took place on a hill outside the city of Jerusalem. We call this day Good Friday. The chief priests and elders took Jesus to the Roman governor Pilate. Jesus was questioned by Pilate, and he could not find him guilty of any of the crimes that he was accused of. Pilate knew that the chief priests had handed him over because they were jealous. Pilate said, "There is nothing this man has done to deserve death. I will have him whipped and let him go." The crowd answered back, "We have a law that says he ought to die because he says he is the Son of God." When Pilate heard this, he was very afraid. He then went back to Jesus and asked him, "Where do you come from?" But Jesus did not answer. Pilate said, "You will not speak to me. Remember, I have the authority to set you free or have you crucified." Jesus answered, "You have authority over me only because it was given to you by God." When Pilate heard this, he tried to find a way to set Jesus free. The whole crowd shouted, "If you set him free, that means you are not the emperor's friend. Anyone who claims to be a king is a rebel against the emperor. Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate said, "At the Passover, I always set free a prisoner for you. Will I set free Jesus or Barabbas?" Barabbas was a bandit and a murderer. The crowd answered, "Free Barabbas." Pilate handed Jesus over to them to be crucified. A man named Simon carried the cross to a place called Golgotha. Jesus was crucified at 9 o'clock in the morning. Then the soldiers threw dice to see who would get his clothes. They also put a sign on the cross, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." Then they crucified two bandits on each side of Jesus. At 12 o'clock, the whole country was covered in darkness, which lasted for 3 hours. Then at 3 o'clock, Jesus died. The curtain in the temple was torn in two. The earth shook and rocks split apart. When the army officer saw everything that happened, they were afraid and said, "He really was the Son of God." Now, this is a small film, and the song is called Above All.
There's no way to measure what you're worth.
a man named Joseph, who was a respected member of the council, who believed in God and did not agree with Jesus being crucified, asked Pilate if he could bury Jesus' body. Pilate agreed, so Joseph and Nicodemus took the body and wrapped it in a white linen sheet and placed it in a tomb of solid rock. Then they rolled a large stone across the entrance of the tomb. The woman followed them and then went home to prepare the perfume and spices for the body. The next day was the Sabbath, so they rested. The chief priests and the Pharisees met with Pilate and said, "When Jesus was still alive, he said he would be raised to life 3 days later. Give orders then for this tomb to be carefully guarded until the third day, so that his disciples will not be able to go and steal the body." Pilate gave orders to put a guard and watch at the tomb. And this next song is called "Don't Cry for Me."
Here we are again, that old familiar place where the wind will blow. No one ever knows the time or space.
The Resurrection. Very early on Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, went to the tomb with the spices. While they were walking there, they wondered how they would roll the stone away from the entrance. But when they arrived, the stone was already rolled back. They went inside the tomb. There they saw a young man sitting on the right, wearing a white robe, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," the angel said. "I know you are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised to life. Look, here is the place where they put him. Now go and give this message to his disciples, including Peter. He is going to Galilee ahead of you. There you will see him, just as he told you." They ran from the tomb, distressed and terrified, because they were afraid. Jesus died as a sacrifice for our sins, that if we believe in Jesus, we will have eternal life. And this song is called "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus."
Are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and
promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying. His perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of the earth will grow strange.
Jesus appears to his disciples. The disciples were all locked in a room hiding, as they were scared of the Jewish authorities. Jesus appeared to them and said, "Peace be with you." Then Jesus showed the disciples the marks on his hands and feet, and also his side, where he had been pierced. Jesus said to them, "You must forgive sins." One of the disciples, named Thomas, was not with them when Jesus appeared to them. When Thomas arrived back, the disciples said, "We have seen the Lord." Thomas said, "Unless I see the marks on his hands and feet, I will not believe it is him." A week later, the disciples were all together when Jesus came and stood among them and said again, "Peace be with you." He looked at Thomas and said, "Put your fingers here and look at my hands and feet and touch my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas answered, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said, "Do you believe because you see me? How happy are those who believe without seeing me. This has all been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and in believing in him, you will have eternal life." Jesus cooks breakfast for his disciples. The disciples had been out at sea fishing all night, but hadn't caught any fish. As the sun came up, they saw someone standing on the beach who said, "Good morning. Did you catch anything for breakfast?" "No," they said. Jesus said, "Throw the net over the right side of the boat." They did what Jesus said, and their net was so full they could hardly pull the net in. It was then they realized it was Jesus. Peter took a dive into the water and swam all the way to the shore. When they got to the shore, Jesus had a fire going and was cooking the fish and warming the bread. As they were sitting by the fire after eating their breakfast, Jesus said to Peter, "Do you love me, Peter?" Peter said, "Yes, Lord, You know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my lambs. A second time, Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? Peter answered again, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. A third time, Jesus said, do you love me? Peter was sad because Jesus asked him again. So Peter replied, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, take care of my sheep and follow me. Jesus asked Peter three times if he loved him. This was because three times Peter had said that he didn't know Jesus. When Jesus said, look after my lambs and my sheep, he was meaning all the people in the world. Jesus wanted the disciples to go and tell everyone to follow Jesus' teachings, loving one another as Jesus loved us. And this song's called Footsteps in the Sand.
You walked with me, footprints in the sand, and help me understand where I'm going. You walked with me when I was all alone, with so much unknown along the way. Then I heard you say, I promise you, I'm always there. When your heart is filled with sorrow and despair, I'll carry you when you need a friend. You'll find my footprints in the sand. Across the sky, so many times have I been so afraid. And just when I thought I lost my way, you gave me strength to carry on. That's when I heard you say, I promise you.
And this is the last song, Because He Lives. Everybody for coming and listening to the music. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you all have a happy Easter.
Thank you, Karen. That was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, that's good. Glad you enjoyed it.
I did. Good.
Thanks, Karen.
Well done,
Thank you, Karen. That was lovely.